Welcome to ADHD Crash Course. Today I wanted to talk about ADHD and time travel. Not the kind of fun sci-fi time travel that you may be thinking about, but the skill that people use when they are thinking about the future, planning, sequencing, basically doing the majority of executive functioning skills requires that you're going to be able to imagine yourself in a different moment than right now. This is tough for a lot of people with ADHD. You might have heard it said that for people with ADHD, time is now and not now. A lot of us are really in the moment, and it's hard to connect with anything that's too far out in the future. And sometimes even to learn from things that have happened in our past and apply them to the present. So being able to time travel, I like to say, or put yourself in different points in time is a really important skill to strengthen when we're looking at working with our brains. So how do we do this? Before I worked with adults and specialized in working with adults who had late diagnoses of ADHD, I worked for 20 years in pediatrics. Some of my pediatric clients did have ADHD. And so when we would work on this together, we would do this kind of manually. I would talk them through putting themselves in the future, putting themselves in the past, and we would see what kind of conclusions they could come to, what kind of discoveries they could make, having someone talk them through this. One of my clients, this is a story from her, and I have her permission to share this, but her son wanted to order Pokemon cards. Her answer was no to that, and he really wanted these cards, and so he ordered them on her Amazon account, and so he had been kind of checking the mail ahead of her and acting kind of fishy, and she knew something was up but didn't know, and actually ended up getting to the mail and seeing that he had purchased like a $30 Pokemon card. And so we were talking about this and what she was going to choose to do. And, you know, we often look at this from like a moral lens and a right and wrong and a trust lens. And that is understandable. But if you're looking at this purely from an executive functioning lens, the question about what he saw happening in the future when this card was suddenly in his possession is an important one. What did you think was going to happen? Like, did you think I would never see the charge? Did you think I would never see the card? Like, what did you envision happening? And their answers to that kind of question are really telling. And she did end up asking him some questions to get at what he envisioned was going to be next after he got this card. Like, he was definitely, you know, one step ahead in knowing he didn't want her to get it before he got it or her open it. But that next step, the step that followed that, he said, I didn't think about that. That is true for so many people with ADHD. Thinking about the next step and the following step, it's just something that, you know, our brain might just touch down on. And this is not an intelligence thing. It's not that if he sat down with this, he couldn't figure out some possibilities of what could be next. It's just not where his brain is going automatically. Where somebody else, when they're weighing these pros and cons and deciding what to do, their brain's going to spend some time in the possible outcomes in the future. And his is less likely to do that without kind of learning how to put himself there. And the same can be said about going backwards and applying our outcomes to our current situation and think, okay, what can I tweak here? What can I change to get a different outcome? Being able to go back in time and see what would I do differently in this situation. That's important, not just from a let's admit fault or this was wrong, but to go back and see what options did he miss? What possibilities did he miss? This obviously did not work out well for him in the end. We can figure out how to do it differently next time. And that requires time travel, moving back and forth in time and being able to get information from those visits, right? One thing that I very frequently ask people after we've decided it's something that they're doing for the week, some goal or some steps they're going to take, is what could get in your way? What's likely to get in your way? What are possible things that could trip you up? And when we start thinking through that, it might even change what we decide to do for that week. Maybe when we think about what could trip us up, we realize, oh, you know, I've got like 3 different appointments this week. This might not be the best time to start this new thing. Or if I'm still going to do it, I'm going to adapt what I expect. I'm only going to do this one day this week where when I was coming up with this idea, it made sense that I would do it every single day this week. When I think about what could get in my way in the future, suddenly I'm in the future. I'm thinking about, oh, I've got this thing scheduled this day. This is going to be a really long day. I'm going to have energy to do this. We're putting ourselves in the future. We're slowing down in order to do that. And we're putting ourselves in the future and we're problem solving possible friction in the future with the step that we want to take. We do this kind of work when something didn't go well. I think a lot of times people want to just jump off. Last week didn't go well. I didn't do the thing we planned on. Okay, let's just be really curious about that instead of assuming that you're not doing it because of ADHD or some fault that you have or you perceive. Did we even pick the right thing? Were we off in what we picked? Were we unrealistic with how many times you were going to do this? Was there something about your environment we didn't factor in that worked against you? Let's go back in time, back to this week, and look at it and figure out what we need to change, why it didn't work. You know, sometimes we have what I refer to as the ADHD optimism, which, you know, is partially because we're great, but also partially because we make our plans with the assumption that the day is going to be simple and flawless, and most days are not. We make our plans assuming that there's going to be no traffic, our kids are going to cooperate, we're going to feel energetic, we're magically going to be able to find our keys. All of these things that we haven't necessarily put ourselves in the future to consider. And because of that, there's kind of this compound effect for us. We end up judging ourselves when these things don't work out. We decide that we're going to start this new routine. But if we think about the future, we realize, oh, I've got house guests this week. This is not a great week to try to start something new. But when we don't do that, we have the plan to do the routine. The guests come. We abandon the routine, which is reasonable because we have company, but then we judge ourselves about that. And then it's suddenly that I failed. I didn't do this thing that I planned to do. Even though when we look at it, it probably wasn't the most reasonable plan to be doing it that week that you have guests. And so being able to travel in time helps us make the right goals, have the right accommodation, be able to prepare for future us, be able to take care of future us. I've mentioned this in another podcast that there was a study where they were showing the brain activity of people, all the people, not just people with ADHD, and that when people were thinking too far in the future, their brain behaved like they were thinking about somebody else, not about themselves. And when you look at ADHD, that disconnect is even stronger for us. It doesn't mean we can't do it. It doesn't mean we can't learn to do it. But for many with ADHD, doing this time travel is going to be like shifting a car manually. If you drive an automobile, you probably drive an automatic because you're like the majority of the people out there, at least in the US. If you're driving a manual shift, a manual transmission, you are moving that with thought. Eventually it becomes more automatic, right? But you're still a part of that process. It doesn't happen if you're not actually moving the car through those gears. And the same is true for time travel for those of us who struggle with this thinking of future self. We can do this, but it might be more manual. Okay, now let me think about next week. Now let me think about my drive to this conference. Let me put myself in the situation and think about what could go wrong. What do I need? What do I want to have ready? The same with going backwards. Okay, that stunk. What could I do differently? What was I missing? What did I not plan for? Being able to move yourself back and forth through time might be a little bit more awkward for you with our brain type, and that's okay, because just like somebody who learns to drive a car with a manual transmission, it becomes so much more automatic once they've done it for a while, once they've practiced for a while. So wrapping up, if you have ADHD and traveling through time is difficult for you, you've got a lot of good company. And it does not mean that you can't work on this skill and you can't get stronger in this skill. And doing so has some great benefits for you. It's going to set you up for success. It's going to set you up for self-compassion too. You're not going to be as likely to create expectations for yourself that are not realistic. You're going to be more likely to prepare to support yourself no matter what the day brings. So thank you for joining me today on this episode of Time Travel with ADHD. Try it out this week and see what you notice.